From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
You're on the phone.
I'm on the phone, yeah. I'm in Los Angeles this weekend for my niece's wedding.
Oh, how exciting.
It's great.
Oh, what a fun time you're going to have in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
All right, well, I want to let you go to your festivities, so why don't we start with that reminder of the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, it came from listener Scott Murphy, who's an associate professor of music theory at the University of Kansas. I said, take the word near, N-E-A-R. If you shift each of the consonants to the next consonant in the alphabet and each of the vowels to the next vowel in the alphabet, you get the word pies. And I said, find a one-word title of a famous novel that was made into a film that if you shift each of the consonants to the next consonant and each of the vowels to the next vowel, you'll name another famous novel that was made into a film. What novels and films are these?
And your answer?
And the answer is Coma to Dune. C-O-M-A to D-U-N-E.
And we had over 600 entries from people who solved the puzzle, and our randomly selected winner is Kim McKinney from Mobile, Alabama. Hi, Kim.
Hey, Leanne.
Hey, how long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
Well, I was driving my child home from carpool, and I just got Dune, and so I went forwards and backwards and got Coma.
Oh, are you a puzzle person? You like puzzles?
I do. I love puzzles.
Do you? How long have you been playing this one?
I've been listening to it for about 8 months.
Wow. So do you do other puzzles too, crosswords and such?
I do the crossword puzzles. Wheels are usually too hard for me, though.
Oh. You just have to do them constantly, and then you can get his frame of mind. And
okay, well, I'll try that next time.
Yeah. It's always the first answer you think of is usually not the one. Yeah.
Okay.
It's never the most obvious one. Well, this is completely different. This is the on-air puzzle, and Kim, I know you know how this works. So, Will, meet Kim. Kim, meet Will. Let's play.
All right, Kim and Leanne, this is a great two-person puzzle. I'm going to give you three words. They start with the letters MVP, as in most valuable player. You think of a word that can follow each of mine to complete a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase. For example, if I said mothers, veterans, and pay, you would say day, as in Mother's Day, Veterans Day, and Payday.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
You got it?
Got
you
it.
Got that? Okay, good.
And these, we're going to start out with three-letter answers. Your first set of words is mail, M-A-I-L, voice, V-O-I-C-E, and Pandora's.
Box.
Pandora's box, voice box, and mailbox. Good. Number two is mountain. Volcanic, and pot, P-O-T.
Volcanic?
Yeah. Mountain, volcanic, and pot. It's a three-letter word. They can follow each of those.
Okay, Leanne.
I'm thinking ash, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Pot.
The mountain ash, the tree, volcanic ash, pot ash.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. All right, now we're up to four-letter words. Master, Valentine, and playing.
Card?
Yeah, MasterCard, Valentine card, playing card. Excellent. Minus. Next one is the letter V, as in Victor. And peace, P-E-A-C-E.
Mine?
Yeah, minus sign, V sign, peace sign. Good. Moth, M-O-T-H. Volley, V-O-L-L-E-Y. And paddle.
Ball?
Yeah, Kim, you're great. Your next one is murder. Violin, and pillow.
Case?
Murder case, violin case, pillow case. Man. All right, your next one is masking, video, and police. Masking, video, and police.
Tape?
That's it. Masking tape, videotape, and police tape. Now we're going for five-letter answers. Match, vantage, and pressure.
Point?
Yes, match point, vantage point, pressure point. Try this one. Mental, vegetative, and pen, P-E-N-N.
State?
That's it. Mental state, vegetative state, and pen state. Yes, now a six-letter answer. Magic, volume, and prime, P-R-I-M-E.
Magic.
Volume.
And prime. And for prime, think mathematically.
Number?
That's it. Prime number, volume number, and magic.
That was a really good hint, Will.
And your last one is a seven-letter answer. Mind, M-I-N-D, volume, and pest, P-E-S-T.
P-E-S-T. Control.
Kim, that is fantastic. Mind control, volume control, and pest control. You are great.
Kim, oh, gosh, that was fun.
Yeah, that's the point. You did so...
Thank you for the volcanic one, Leanne.
Oh, please. You had all the others. I mean, you were on a roll there. Amazing. Well done. And for playing our puzzle today, you're going to get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. Now, you're going to have puzzles to last you for the next, given how good you are, the next week, right?
Oh, I think it'll take a little longer than that.
Oh, Kim, tell us what member station do you listen to?
I listen to WHIL in Mobile.
All right. Kim McKinney in Mobile, Alabama, you are fabulous. Thanks a lot for being our puzzle player today.
Thanks so much.
All right. Will, what's the challenge you have for next week?
Yes, it's a classic bit of wordplay. Name a certain shop some people visit every day. Reverse the order of the last four letters, leaving the other letters untouched, and you'll get a new word meaning fragility, F-R-A-G-I-L-I-T-Y. So again, a certain shop some people visit every day. Reverse the order of the last four letters, leaving the other letters untouched, and you'll get a new word meaning fragility. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us by phone from Los Angeles this week. Have fun at the wedding. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks a lot, Leanne.